When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, April 25th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. During a visit to Ukraine's capital, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told President Volodymyr Zelensky that American diplomats will return to the country this week after pulling out earlier this year. Blinken and Austin also told Zelensky that Washington will increase military support for Kyiv. French President Emmanuel Macron was re-elected by a wide margin, defeating far-right leader Marine Le Pen. Macron becomes the first French president to secure a second term in office in 20 years. He is now under pressure to unite millions of people who backed his rivals in the election's first round, when more than 50% of the vote went to far-right and far-left candidates. We are exclusively reporting that Twitter is in discussions to sell itself to Elon Musk and could finalize a deal as soon as this week. Sources say that on Sunday, the two sides met to discuss the Tesla CEO's $43 billion proposal and were making progress, though they still had issues to hash out. There is no guarantee they will reach a deal. Twitter had been expected to comment on Musk's bid when it reports quarterly earnings on Thursday, if not sooner. Markets in Asia ended sharply lower, with Chinese stocks suffering their worst sell-off in 2 years amid worries about COVID-19 lockdowns. European shares also fell in early trading. On the earnings front, Coca-Cola and Activision Blizzard are among the companies expected to report results today. About one-third of the S&P 500 and nearly half of the Dow Jones Industrial Average are scheduled to report earnings this week. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.